More talk about student loan relief. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Thousands of borrowers could see some of their student debt forgiven as part of changes to federal loan programs.
The Department of Education says at least 40,000 borrowers could qualify for debt cancellation under the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which makes full-time public service workers eligible for forgiveness. Other borrowers with old loans could also see some forgiveness through income-driven repayment plans. The department says new corrective steps are being taken because of previous failures in those programs. The Biden administration has extended a pandemic-era program freezing federal student loan payments.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Russian forces tightened the noose around Ukrainian defenders holed up at Mariupol steel plant today amid new efforts to open an evacuation corridor for trapped civilians in the city, which is a key battleground in Moscow's drive to seize the country's industrial east. President Vladimir Putin also hailing the test of a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile, warning those who threaten Russia to think twice. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is now a step closer to facing an espionage trial in the U.S. after a British judge formally approves his extradition from the U.K.
where he's looking at 17 charges of espionage and one of computer misuse related to a trove of leaked classified documents. Assange arguing he's entitled to freedom of speech protections. His supporters call his prosecution politically motivated. The British Home Secretary now decides whether to grant the extradition of the 50-year-old newlywed held in a high-security British prison since being pulled from an Ecuadorian embassy in 2019. Assange's lawyers can seek to appeal to the High Court there.
Fox's Lillian Wu. A mixed day on Wall Street, the Dow up 249 points, the S&P and NASDAQ closing in the red. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Michigan's Attorney General is again asking to be part of the investigation into last year's deadly Oxford High School school shooting that left 4 dead and 7 injured.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is offering to conduct an independent investigation into the Oxford school shooting, is saying that parents want transparency on what led to the November massacre. It's the second time Nessel, a Democrat who's up for re-election this fall, has requested to assist in the probe, as parents there, like Jeff Jones, demand answers.
They've promised it to us in the very beginning. They're the ones who brought it up. And then I believe they realized where the flaws in the plan were, and they've just swept it under the rug.
The district is also being sued by parents. Nessel says the investigation would not interfere with the ongoing criminal proceedings of the suspected shooter and his parents. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Masks are no longer required at Disney World in Florida.
Walt Disney World in Orlando is once again making masks optional in all areas. The resort had been requiring them in indoor areas at hotels and at the theme parks, as well as on transportation. The policy change comes as a federal court in Florida rules the CDC's mandate for masks on public transit to be unconstitutional. An Associated Press poll, however, shows mixed support for widespread unmasking. A little more than half of the 1,000 Americans polled still believe masks on public transportation should be required. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Authorities say a man charged with setting a fire that gutted a Northern California Home Depot prompted hundreds to flee was tried to cover up a theft of tools. Dylan Gogue of San Jose has been charged with aggravated arson and theft for the fire that caused roughly $17 million in losses. The district attorney said the store was crowded with weekend shoppers, and he was thankful that no one was injured or killed. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.